Deborah, Will, John, and Jerry.
There you go. Thank you. It's in the first paragraph. I even highlighted it.
It's okay. I'm glad others have the same issues I do. We're here to help each other.
And I will say the cover memo actually came from John Phillips, so
I love
not much. We'll all share in this presentation. But essentially, the request today to the full board is that we retain Cortex to help administer the RFP process and provide us with some guidance up front on the roles and responsibilities of consultant versus staff versus board. You have the Cortex proposal here. A little bit of background on this space in the industry. There's not a lot of folks who do this, do searches for other consultants. Some consultants are in this space, say they can do searches for other consultants. I question the value that they get in those responses, because I think other consultants are probably going to hold back a little bit on what they do there. There were two main players. The other main player is now out of the business. This is down to a one-shop business at this point. So it's a very highly specialized service. That's why there wasn't an RFP for this or an RFI for this. But this is the proposal from the consultant committee. We spent several hours with the Tommy Annucci of the firm to go over with the services, his experience with other California systems. He's done a lot of work both on the governance side and on the consultant search side for other 37 Act counties and other California systems. But the background of the firm really is more of a advising plan sponsors on governance issues, and that kind of led into then what are the roles and responsibilities of everybody involved, and then out the ultimate outgrowth of this has been this consultant search activity. What they would envision delivering to us would be, well, they would write the RFP, they would publicize the RFP, they would collect the responses, they would clarify the questions in collaboration with the committee and with staff. Once the RFPs are all submitted to Cortex, Cortex is going to summarize them, and basically that's where it comes back to us, actually comes back to me and the consultant committee, to go through those summarized responses and run with it at that point and conduct the due diligence. So they're going to help get us to that, I'm actually going to call it the starting point, help get us to a scrubbed data set that we can then take to ultimate due diligence. But I think the value add here is that initial conversation, that initial workshop up front. We've got a lot of new parties involved here, and it's just kind of a reassessment of what do we want from a consultant. Is the history the guide that we want to follow, or is there a different model we want to take a look at here? They're going to probably show us a couple different models, and we might say those are all very interesting, but we like what we have. But it's a reassessment phase, basically.
Okay. Karen?
I apologize to my board members and to staff. Remind me, I support having them do the RFP. Why do we need investment consultants again? Because I mean, you're overloaded. We don't have the staff. We need the expertise. I just need the reminder of why we need
the role of a consultant.
Yeah, not the RFP consultant. Whoever we end up picking out.
Yeah. So. Your investment consultant gives you the broad exposure to the industry. So they're going to give you the independent fiduciary guidance on what you're doing appropriate. Conduct asset allocation studies, conduct manager searches as needed, provide guidance on new industry developments, help structure the relationship with the custodial bank. To your question, there's a shading here between what is a staff responsibility and
right.
What's a consultant.
Right, you take care of what we already have as investments.
Yep.
And I know you have been out there when we interviewed new people, but whoever we end up hiring will be, their eyes are on the horizon as
yeah,
the
I think that's,
right here.
That's a great way of thinking about it. My responsibility and my staff's responsibility is keep everything under the umbrella running smoothly. And if there's a course of action that the board has previously approved, building out a new asset class, that sort of thing, we'll independently conduct some due diligence as well. But it's that longer term, where do we want to be heading? And how are we comparing to industry trends, peers, et cetera? That's the role of the consultant. So the broader perspective is what you're hoping to get from the consultant.
And when we get, so thank you, I appreciate that, helps me a lot. Would we, like we do with our other consultants, it's like a 3-year term time frame, even though you can terminate sooner and then moving forward. So this would be, this is a long-term strategy, or long-term...
relationship.
Yes, relationship, thank you, that's a better term. Because we want that to be an ongoing function. This isn't just a short term, we need this right now.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
No, a successful relationship with a consultant lasts decades.
Okay, great.
Period, full stop. It's fairly rare. What we've had with Milliman is fairly rare relative to our peers. It's a good thing that we've had that long-term relationship. But the reassessment at this point, the board has opted to do a search to see what else is out there. Obviously invite Milliman to resubmit, compare them to their peers here. But we really want to keep an eye on not only what do we need today in the short term, but have an assessment of what kind of organization do we want to be 10, 15 years in the future. How can we grow with a consultant as we envision staff changes, as we envision asset allocation potential changes down the road? We want to get the service we want today. But if there is a point in the future where we want to have something materially different in terms of our asset structure or our personnel structure, we want to make sure we can grow with whatever consultant we choose to retain going forward.
Well, and I'm evaluating what you're saying in terms of the cost for doing this. And I appreciate you said it's like a niche market, it sounds like. And so I always say when you retire, you either come back as a utility or a consultant. thank you for that.
Let me just add to Karen's question. Item 4 on page 3, consensus building on role of consultant. Cortex will design, deliver in person, and then goes on to describe exactly the kind of background information that I think you're really looking at in both governance and strategy. But it ties to us as this is a natural moment in the evolution of the plan and trust to look at, are we doing it the right way? Are we thinking about it in the right forum? Do we have the right structure? Et cetera, et cetera. So that very clearly was a part of what we spent that several hours on the phone with Tom discussing. And I think our group was comfortable that this was would be a valuable session for our board as a whole. And agreed to build it into the discussion we're having today and the request for approval to go forward with this governance strategy part as a part of the process.
Yeah, I kind of see this as this consultant Cortex as a part of a strategic planning part of board governance that we probably should do more of in the future. And I think this is a good opportunity at this juncture for us to take a look at what is the role of our consultant and define that and put that in writing, and what is the role of our in-house team, and how do we, you know, and hopefully this will also include a plan for how do we go forward with that in-house team. What does it look like in, as you said, in 5 years, 10 years, and 15 years in the future?
Mm-hmm. Jerry.
First I want to add to Karen's list, pilot programs.
Pilot program.
Yes, I was told one time at my prior employer we had a pilot program that had lasted 25 years.
Okay, gotcha.
Someone said when he died he wanted to come back as a pilot program because they obviously live forever. But I had a question. Sometimes it's interesting to ask whether or not they ever lost clients and why they lost clients. Did that happen to come up in the course of the interview?
They mostly work on a project basis, so.
Because I wonder, there was a list.
You lose a client when you complete the project.
Yeah, I just didn't know whether it said they had a list of past, current and past clients, and I wondered whether or not those were short-term projects or whether or not there was actually someone who left for cause. They didn't think there was value added or whatever.
We did actually. I think both Tim and I talked to clients that use them for this type of planning process, and
just on an ad hoc.
One I talked to, I got very positive feedback from another pension system.
So sometimes people are candid about that, and they could say, well, you know, we lost that client because of whatever, and lessons learned, and it's useful. Okay.
I also did a reference and contacted one of the clients that they had worked with in the past, and in fact, it was very recent. They had just finished hiring another outside consultant based on the study that these people did. And the feedback I got from two of the trustees, because I called them and they were at the airport getting ready to fly up here for a conference, and when I was talking to them, and both of them said that it was an excellent experience and that they were a very good organization, and they felt, I was worried about the money because I thought it was expensive, and I says, well, you know, it costs a lot of money to get these guys, do you think? And they both said it was well worth every cent that they spent, and that really helped them do the job well.
You can obviously make or lose that amount of money really quick.
So I
make the wrong move.
And the one that I contacted, I really trust that person's judgment. He's
okay,
got
thanks.
Really good knowledge.
Scott?
I don't know if Harvey had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, for what it's worth, I've had a lot of experience working with Tom Iannucci and Cortex over the years, and very recently as well, as Marty knows, from San Jose. And they're really excellent at what they do. One of the things that strikes me, especially in this space, is that they are very independent, and that really comes through in their work. They'll give you a lot of ideas, some of which you'll accept, some of which you'll discard, but you'll get a lot of ideas from a very independent source. And they're a pleasure to work with. They produce their product on time. They're always available, whether by phone or however else. And so,
just
anyway,
like you, Harvey.
My experience has been very.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, that's very positive. So, to the extent that helps, I'm happy.
Don't
to
they
throw
also
it
make
in.
Rainproof garments?
What's that?
Yeah.
That's Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex. I'm yeah. So on the. So, first off, kudos to the committee and Tim for the work that went into the report and the effort and the due diligence. Secondly, great hearing Harvey's thoughts independently of that in terms of the proposal. So I'm going to move the recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I wanted to add one thing that really jumped out to me in this process. They make the RFP process credible. I can tell you from my own personal experience that it was not at all uncommon that you'd get RFPs and know from all kinds of behind-the-scenes type feedback that they were required to do it. No one wanted to do it. The answer was going to be the incumbent one. Thank you very much. You get to spend lots of time preparing a proposal that isn't going to go anywhere. And that's a very real part of how these things work. What they do is bring a very real credibility in that, in fact, it is an independent look. And I can tell you, I think that's of high value in terms of there being an enthusiastic response by those being asked to propose.
Okay. That's huge. I mean, in my other life, I should say, in that world, the credibility of the consultant to attract bona fide proposals is the crux of it, right? I mean, if that can't be the case, then why go through the exercise? So that's important to know.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay. And then the motion is subject to contract terms and the standards. Okay. Items.